Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
So a protest calling for a ceasefire in Gaza has spilled onto the streets, and that is forcing police to close the section of Meridian Street near the governor's mansion. IMPD officers learned about this group of protesters. They were blocking the intersection of 49th and Meridian Streets, and they are now shutting down the traffic all the way to 46th Street so the street can be cleared. Free Palestine chants have been heard. And this started from the protest rally at Tarkington Park at 7:30 this morning.
Every one of these people should be arrested. Every one of them should be thrown in jail, but likely nothing will happen to them. And you know why they're doing this, Casey?
Because they know they can, because the governor doesn't stop protests.
Absolutely, 100%. What happened in 2020 when on live TV, a guy who's now in jail in Portland for attempting to kill cops was leading a group that threatened to seize the governor's residence on statewide television, afterwards said, "I went there prepared to die." What happened to that guy?
He was able to help write part of the police reform
bill. That's right. Malik Muhammad not only was not arrested after threatening to seize the governor's residence on live TV, he was days later given a VIP meet and greet with the governor. Mm-hmm. And then after he wasn't arrested, he went to Portland and is now in jail for attempting to kill cops. These people are doing this, every single one of them, unless you have a permit, who are blocking traffic, should absolutely 100% be arrested and thrown in jail.
I'm curious if we know where the mayor is.
Go, Casey, you and your drugs. You're so funny. The reality is people behave in a manner, it's no different than a toddler, which I have right now. Mm-hmm. When my toddler does something wrong, I very sternly reprimand her. And then if she does it again, I put her where she can't do that. Or there's some form of, now, obviously, like punishing a baby is different than punishing an adult. But from the time people are first able to process what's going on around them, they have to understand that no means no. And there are rules and there are laws. And in this city, people believe if the cause is right, they can do whatever the hell they want to do, because our governor and our mayor, people from two separate parties, have told people you can do whatever you want to do. And not only in the case of the BLM stuff in 2020, was Holcomb not going to do anything about it. He was going to reward you for the behavior. So why would these people think they're going to do anything other than be rewarded for disrupting society?
Well, you said there are rules and laws. That is correct. But when rules and laws are not enforced, what's to deter any of them? They know that there's no repercussions, so they're just going to keep on going.
There is no bigger act of jerkism. Or how about that, Casey? Mm-hmm. Jerkism. I think I just made up a word. Than to think that your thing is so important that the rules don't apply to you, that the laws don't apply to you, and think that you have the right to shut society down. No, those roads belong to the people as a collective. They don't belong to you. There are processes and ways by which you can get permits if you'd like to march in the street. Mm-hmm. But these people know that it doesn't matter whether they go through the proper channels, because absolutely zero enforcement is going to take place, and they'll be able to get off scot-free, and they can do whatever they want, because the governor and the mayor are completely weak individuals who regularly cave into political correctness and will absolutely make sure that nothing happens to these people.